Central 1340.
Mr. 40.
Yes,
Officer
sir.
Bowling again, Los Banos PD.
Officer.
Hi. Well, I made a quick phone call just to make sure that I've done everything that we can do, and that is what we're going to do. Is tomorrow morning we are going to be following up with this.
Who did you call?
I called my chief.
Chief Knapp?
Yes, sir.
Tell Chief Knapp that it's not acceptable. Again, I'm telling you, I don't care. I don't
Mr.
care.
Mr. 40, I'm not going to call Gene. I'm not going to call Chief Knapp back. Okay, I've already spoken with him.
Officer Bowling,
that's the direction we're going to head. I will provide extra patrols at your house throughout the evening.
Officer Bowling, let me go ahead and make this clear to you, okay? I know that you're not the one going ahead and making these decisions right now. Because I would have to believe, I'm really hoping that I believe that you're an officer that can read a code book, understand the gravity of the situation, and simply act as an officer should, and go out and arrest him. You didn't have to call up Chief Knapp and ask him if you could do it. And Chief Knapp should be sticking his nose into this matter, since he already has a complaint filed by me against him, which means he's got a conflict in saying or doing anything concerning the enactment of this matter, of this arrest, on this Donaldson. So what I'm telling you is this. You call Chief Knapp back. I don't give a damn if you waken him up, because he's not asleep. You call him back, and you tell him specifically what I told you that's recorded on this conversation, and you tell him to get his ass out there and arrest him if necessary. Because I will find out. I'll tell you what. Why don't I tell you this? While I find out where he's at, I'll go out there. I'll take some guys with me, and we'll drag this son of a bitch out of his house. Now, would you like me to do that?
No, I wouldn't.
No, now, if I was to do that, what would you do to me? You'd arrest me, now, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Yes or no? Come on.
More than likely, yes.
Yeah, more than likely. So what the hell is the difference?
The difference is that this is a felony investigation, okay?
Yes, sir.
And we need to complete this investigation by identifying...
You've got to take the threat away from me first. That's what you've got to do. That is what you have got to do as a law enforcement officer. It is not your call to make myself and my family wait through this night wondering if you're going to come up with some goddamn stupid excuse tomorrow morning. Okay? That is not acceptable. And what you are doing is not acceptable. I'm telling you, just you. Forget about what Knapp is telling you for the moment. He may be your boss, but he's not on duty right now. He's at his home. You're the person in charge. You're the one that these guys are getting in trouble. And I assure you of this. Make no mistake about this, Officer Bowen. Even though I've been cordial with you, and I like you, and I afford you respect from what you've done and what you are supposed to do, the minute you cross this line and don't do your job of what you're supposed to do, I am not going to go ahead and pull any quarters on you just because I know that you are being forced, supposedly, to do this by Knapp. You've got to turn around and tell these guys, fuck you. Gene 40 said, as a citizen, that I am supposed to adhere to the law. That is my job, my responsibility. I'm talking about you telling them this. That's your job. That's your responsibility. And if you decide to stand up against this, you're standing up against a whole book of legal laws, of laws out there that are going to crush you. And I will not relent on having to crush you legally if necessary, only for one reason, Mr. Bowen. Because I cannot allow you to go out and do this to somebody else again like you're doing to me. Other people will roll over on this deal. I will not. So you had best really consider really what you're doing right this moment, and you better get out there, call the Merced County Sheriff's Department. Did you contact him?
No.
You better contact them, and you better have this guy arrested tonight, because I got to tell you, when this stuff starts to hit the fan, and it will tomorrow morning, no matter what happens right now, tomorrow morning you better go out and arrest this guy now, because tomorrow Knapp is going to be laying all this stuff on you. and everybody else is going to lay this on you. Okay? Am I afraid? I'm afraid. I am not going to do one thing to help you. And the reason why I can't, because I would not help a person that would break the law and not uphold to their duties that you swore. You took an oath, young man. You took an oath. And that oath is to adhere to the law and to the citizens. You're not doing that now with me, and you don't owe that oath to your commander or chief. You owe it to me. Now, what do you have to say?
I've told you everything that I'm going to tell you tonight.
What, you're not going to do your job? Is that what you're telling me?
I am going to do my job.
No, you're not doing your job.
This requires more than what we have right now.
It does not. What does it require? A picture of him? We got a picture of him. We got a picture of him on the internet. You've got the picture. You've got his email. All you have to do for my precautions, what? You guys arrested me twice. I got arrested twice in this city. Once in the city. And I'm going to jam that down these people's throats. But I cannot have you go out and simply arrest a man that has gone ahead and made these physical threats in writing to me. You're telling me you don't know his... You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Why are you doing this? Why? Who's telling you to do this, Nap? Breezy?
This is what needs to be done.
No, I'm asking you. Don't tell me what
okay.
needs to be done.
You have, I mean...
What needs to be done? What don't you know that you need to know about this Anthony Donaldson that I have not told you? I tell you what, I could demand for you to go do a citizen's arrest on him right now. Go do that. Go do that.
Okay, I'm pretty much done explaining anything to you unless you have any further questions. I mean,
what do you mean you're done? You don't care about the position you're having us in?
There's no, in any of these emails, there's no threat to you at your home.
What? What? Are you nuts? You're saying there's no threat to me at my home? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Really? You can't be really serious about that. You can't be serious about that.
Well, everything is in reference to a public place.
Do you realize how you're going to sound when this recording is played back to people? Do you? Go ahead, tell me something else. So you're saying that you looked through these emails. Now, these are the same emails you looked through. And you're having a hard time locating Anthony Donaldson. Even though it said that Mayor Jones was his teacher and his close friend. And you're telling me that you had a hard time, and now you glean from these emails that I'm only in physical danger in your mind if I'm out on the street. Well, you know what? Your mindset has nothing to do with it. It's my mindset. It's my perception, because I know more about this than you do. And you're putting me in physical danger right now. And you're putting me in danger. You're interrupting my peaceful domain, myself, my being. That's what you're doing. You're committing a crime right now. So give me your best explanation why you're not arresting him. Yes? I'm waiting.
I've already explained this to you, Mr. Forty.
No, you haven't. No,
we are going to follow up with this. Right now, we do not have enough evidence in this case to make an arrest.
What don't you have that you need? I'm waiting.
I've, again, already explained this to you.
No, explain to me.
That username...
That username...
Could be anyone.
Could be anyone. Uh-huh. But when you look at the username, you click on it. It goes to Donaldson's website, Donaldson's web address, and it goes to his picture. Are you saying that you think that? So what prevents you from going out there knocking on his door and saying hi? Anthony Donaldson, did you send these emails today? Yes or no? Right?
Right.
Okay. So, and then he says, no, I didn't do it. It's not me. You go, well, okay. Sorry for bothering you.
sorry, I'm listening.
Well, I'm asking. No, I'm giving you a scenario. You go out there, knock on his door. Are you Anthony Donaldson? Yes, I am. Well, hi, we're from Los Angeles Police Department. And we want to know, do you have an email address at this address? He answers yes or he answers no. If he answers yes, okay. Did you send these emails today? He answers yes or he answers no. You take that down. And then when you walk away from there, if you haven't arrested him, that's because he said, well, you believe me, didn't do it, right? But of course now what happens, when you go back again and we find out that he lied to you, then he got him for another charge of criminal prosecution for lying to an investigating officer. Now, don't you?
There's several ways that this investigation could be conducted, and we're going to choose how we do that. And I think that the best avenue for this is to have our detectives and our school resource officer do that in the morning.
You can choose a lot of ways to investigate any way you want. But the main thing is, you gotta arrest him. So apparently what you're gonna do is you're gonna shirk your responsibilities and duties. Right? You're gonna go ahead and pretend like you don't give a shit really about doing your job. You don't really care or hold that oath that you took sacred. So therefore, Mr. Bowen, when you see me, don't fucking expect me to treat you with the same respect that I do before. I'm not going to be rude to you, but I'm certainly not going to be polite to you. And I'm certainly going to, well, let me put it this way. No, I'm not going to be impolite to you. Let me go ahead and put it that way. But you know what? Really, what you've just done and what I see, you're really not at the point that I really should be concerned about you. You know what I mean? Because you're really, really a disappointment. And I think that if you look at this, I mean, you gotta, you know, God, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, you've made a real, real serious career decision here, Mr. Bowen, and I'm sorry, because I wasn't expecting that of you. Okay, well, so let me find out. Tomorrow morning, what's going to happen? I want to know exactly.
This will be with our investigators when they get here
first
thing in the morning.
Who? Who's your investigator?
Well, we have about six of them. I don't know which ones are scheduled to work tomorrow.
What time do they get in?
8 o'clock.
Okay. I expect to have a call back from those jackasses, whoever they are, by 8:30. This guy's going to be fucking arrested.